Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It is Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. live around central Queensland as always. Just quickly before we do move along with the show. First of all, thank you for joining us. Tear gas at the Tour de France.
What?
So police were spraying protesters. You just heard it in the news. And there was a bit of a light breeze.
Oh,
and
no.
It shifted across onto the track.
No.
They had to call off a day because so many riders were affected from the tear gas.
Although, you got to be like, at least one rider might be having a Stephen Bradbury moment.
Yeah.
Just powering through.
It could be Stephen Bradbury. What's he up to? He's going, it's happening again. But again, it could have been someone, they might not have been in the bike lane.
Oh,
and someone would have been
so
fed up, a bit of tear gas, you know. But it is the most exciting sporting event going on right now. So we will keep you as up to date with the Tour de France as we can.
Tim, we want to talk about junk food up next, but also Christmas in July is
it's
today. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Well, Christmas
it's
in July.
It's the 25th.
But so this is what I was worried about. Christmas in July is all month long.
Yes.
In my opinion, it has trumped Christmas in December because Christmas in December is only
the
normally
one day. It's the 25th.
Celebrate on the 25th of December. I feel, should we go 1% harder with Christmas in July because it is the 25th day, or are we still celebrating that it's every day besides the 25th?
Well, I mean, it's still every day, but we still have presents today.
It's too much science in Christmas in July, but I love it.
Let's go a little bit harder today.
I do love it indeed. But Jess, as you said, coming up next, we want to talk about junk food and advertising to young people right here in Australia. A lot of things are being put forward for certain sporting groups. Talk about that up next. It's Tim and Jess here on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Junk food. We all love it, but maybe advertising needs to chill a little bit.
Oh, it's a tough situation because junk food and fast food chains and those kinds of things are very large and very wealthy companies.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, Milo Cricket has been around for decades,
well,
and it
yeah.
is well known in Australia, and there has been word that people are getting a bit unhappy with these junk food / fast food chains sponsoring young kids' sporting activities.
Well, yeah, Milo's always been sold as, you know, a real healthy drink. You drink it so
I've
that you can.
I never assumed Milo was healthy.
Well, because they tell you, like, you drink it and it, like, then they show you all these sporting people. I always assumed it was healthy when I was a
well,
kid.
Well, I think that's what.
I was like, I'm just going to put five heaps in here so I can be like Shane Warne.
I think that's what people are getting concerned about. It's like, well, this is being shown as a healthy way. So if a kid looks at that and goes, maybe if I have a Milo before I go and do sport, I will be Shane Warne.
Hey, Saturday morning netball, all the time. Chuck a Milo down me gob, off to Netty.
You need to go to Ledette to Lady, or whatever that Lady to Ledette, because you are changing for the worse.
That's a great show.
But it's tricky, because I think in the AFL, I'm not sure it's certain, but in Aussie rules, when I was growing up, McDonald's was the major sponsor of, like, Auskick.
Yes, I think they still are.
And obviously, McDonald's is a powerhouse for marketing. So it's like, all right, well, this is smart because they'll do a good job, but also, is it promoting an unhealthy way to do sport?
But where do we stop? Like, are we gonna start, like, canning fast food from, you know, advertising throughout any sport? Because every time I watch a footy match, I hear like a KFC, like the triads, like, is it a try, is it not? Oh, 24 nuggets for $10. Like, I'm going to go to KFC.
And then you're like, what's the score? Sorry, who? Huh? Who's playing?
I get temporarily blinded by my attraction to
chicken.
Well,
cigarettes used to be a massive sponsor for racing cars, like in the Formula One, and that was banned. And at the time, that was like, you've killed the sport. You've taken the money away from the sport. So initially, it's like anything. Any change is always going to be met against the grain and people going, oh, don't you dare, not
I
today.
I don't think people, them stopping advertising for fast food is going to stop people from eating it.
I agree. Like, we've been talking about it now, and now I want a Zinger Burger. So, science.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
What would you do if you had a crime and many different rumours alleged about you? Would you write and release a 19-minute song calling I Admit It?
Probs not.
Well, you're not R. Kelly. If you don't remember,
19-minute long song.
If you don't remember R. Kelly.
That's a remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Mama rolling that body, got every man in here. Remix to Ignition.
Oh, bum, yeah. Bum, bum, bum. I reckon we play that at least 7 times every R&B Friday.
Yes. And R. Kelly has definitely had some allegations made against him of late.
Right.
To do with crimes against women.
Sure. Hashtag Me Too has hit R. Kelly.
Yes. Also, alleged interactions with younger females.
Oh.
And the P word is definitely allegedly being thrown around.
Right.
And I have to keep saying allegedly because I want to keep me job.
Sure.
But as I just mentioned earlier, a 19-minute song called I Admit has dropped from R. Kelly in the last 48 hours.
19-minute song. That's a musical. Like, he's written a musical. Why is he... Well, 19 minutes is a bit long.
I have played to you, and I wish we could do this every single third R&B Friday. In the early 2000s, R. Kelly released a hip-hopera, which was a 40-piece...
Yes.
And I've played this to you. A 40-piece album of hip-hopera, like, now there's people in the kitchen, I'm crying, and it's the most beautiful thing that you'll ever hear in your life.
If you want to waste your whole work day today,
yeah,
just jump on YouTube. It's all on there.
We missed 2 meetings because we watched it. But
so good.
I have a snippet here.
Ooh,
I
can, are we allowed to play this?
It's the only clean bit in the 19 minutes.
Okay.
I admit I done made some mistakes, and I have some imperfect ways.
Yeah.
I admit I helped so many people,
yes.
And them same damn people turn fake.
Yeah, they turned on him. All those people turned on R. Kelly.
Right. So he's named the song I Admit.
I Admit.
But he's not admitting to anything.
So here's one line, and I will replace the words with beeps.
Okay.
I admit I beep with all the ladies.
Right.
That's both older and young ladies.
Oh.
But tell me how they call it pedophile, because that beep is crazy.
Okay. R. Kelly, you need to have some chill about
you. I feel like it doesn't take 19 minutes to admit that you did that.
Like,
or did
you'd
not
think
do that.
That he'd want to make it a bit more succinct. Wrap it up in a 2:30 banger.
I could write the best 19-minute, like, I admit song, like admitting that I'd done something wrong. It's not often I do wrong things.
Yeah, so but when maybe... you write songs, I can barely get through of the first minute. I wouldn't listen to the other 18. So get it into the first minute. Otherwise, I'm not hearing it.
Fair enough.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three,
four. The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Pete Davidson has ditched his Instagram, but don't fear... Him and Ariana Grande are still together.
I was like, who is Pete Davidson? I thought you were talking about Paleo Pete.
No.
And I was like, isn't that Pete Evans?
Pete Davidson is the guy from SNL who's famously started dating Ariana Grande.
The thing is, would love to watch SNL highlights on YouTube, but that service is not available in my area. Because for some reason, SNL doesn't come to Australia on the internet, so I have no idea who the current cast is.
You have to wait 12 months,
yes.
And then it sorts out.
Looking forward to finding out who the cast of 2008 was.
Well, him and Ariana Grande met on the set of SNL, and ever since have been just, like, completely ridiculous on
Instagram.
Yeah, have you not seen what they've been doing on Instagram?
No.
Who am I asking? I mean...
Yeah. I have seen some family members of mine on Instagram.
Ariana Grande will post put a picture up,
yep.
And Pete Davidson will be like, delicious.
Oh, no.
You are so hot.
I have
Get
friends.
Get here right now.
Yeah, I got friends. I think we've all got friends from high school that do that. And it's like, Kevin, Sally, stop.
And a lot of...
Stop.
A lot of Ariana Grande's fans are like, we get it. You guys are in love. You're engaged. No one cares. Like, stop it. Stop it. You're making everyone uncomfortable.
I think it begs the biggest question. Are they getting married?
Yes, they're engaged.
Will she wear a ponytail at the wedding?
Probably.
Very well known for her high ponies. Or will she let the horses go and let them roam free for the wedding day? A full mane of hair instead of a ponytail.
It almost sounds like you care.
Oh, so yeah, that was believable?
Pete Davidson.
I'm just going to write lying on my resume as a certain skill.
He's deleted. He's wiped his whole Instagram. He's no longer on there. But Ariana Grande still continuing on. So, you know, chuck her a DM. Why not?
Chuck her a DM.
Why not?
Why?
Why not?
Okay, well, we could just go round and round with whys and why nots all morning long. But hey, Your choice, buddy.
Why not, Tim?
Tim and Jess on NCQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
If you, like me, go over your data every single month and get that dreaded text message like, boop, boop, we've given you $10. For $10, you get 1 gig of extra data.
How many gigs do you have a month?
I think I've got like 18 or 20.
How? How do you burn through 18 gigabytes of data on your phone alone?
Because my internet doesn't work anywhere else in my life.
I have 3 gigs a month and I never go over.
Yeah, but you don't do anything with your phone.
Because I have a life.
A lot of that is work stuff, honestly. I upload all of our videos.
Send the bills to our general manager then.
Well, I've considered it. But this is the thing. Telstra are doing away with that extra data charge.
Well, I was going to say, the only time it has ever happened, and I think this has happened to all of us, mm-hmm. is you get the text message saying, like you said before, you've got an extra data, thanks for the $10. You don't even get the option to be like, I'll just go dataless for the remainder of the
and
month.
And you forget. You open up the Instagram, you open up, just open up a little Safari app. Boom. Where can I get dinner from tonight? You're using data.
Your life must be exhausting.
But Telstra is changing the game forever. Okay. They've introduced a new uncapped plan.
Oh, no.
Yes. So, I mean, it's a little bit expensive. Like, I'm only paying $40 a month. But
what?
Yeah.
For 5,000 gigs?
I mean, yeah, I got a good deal. $199 will get you unlimited, uncapped speeds.
$199.
And that's it. No, you don't. If you go over there's no going over.
We can't go over infinity.
It's unlimited. So there's no chance of getting that scary text. If it's a $199.
Mate, if you're paying $40 a month for your phone bill, an extra $10, you might as well add a strawberry onto your cake because that is nothing.
I got a good deal.
It sounds like you've robbed a store. I don't think. If you are listening right now and you're thinking, oh, maybe I'll get the unlimited pack, you have too much money to worry about.
$199 is pretty good. If you got no internet anywhere else, I'm considering.
I can't believe this is a conversation. It's Tim and Jess on HitsAQ. My word.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Yesterday on the show, if you are avid listeners, for some reason I got a bit ahead of myself in a sense of I thought that a Tasmanian broke the world record for the most burpees in 1 hour, mm-hmm. 851. At first, I claimed that I could do 800 easy. Then I brought it down to 500 really quick. And we worked out the math. And if I can do 8 burpees a minute, mm-hmm. then over an hour, that would be 500.
Yes.
So, but obviously, you have to go out of the gates hard because towards the end, I'll be fatiguing, right? And I won't hit that 500. So I would need to get probably almost 14 organized by the time I'm like a minute for the first 10 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
you said you were going to go hard.
Yeah.
Hard out, straight out of the gates. And then
keep going.
Maybe have a little bit of break.
Have a 10 minute break.
And then finish off the hour strong. And yeah. I said to you, I don't think that you would get through a full hour. Like, I don't think you realize, I think you're underestimating just how hard burpees are.
Yes. But I have the faith and the support of the people of Central Queensland, mm-hmm. and online I've been getting a lot of love saying, Tim, you can do it. You're a hero. You're so handsome.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm going, thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Central Queensland. So right now what we're going to do, and you can play along right now if you're at home, if you're at school, if you're at work, just pop off to the side. And what we're going to do is a one-minute test to see how many burpees I can actually get done just in a minute.
Yes, because before we put you through a full hour of torture,
okay,
why not see how many you can actually get done in a minute?
All right, so are you going to be timing? Are we Facebook Living this? What's
yes,
happening?
Well, I'm about to go live on Facebook. Do you want to do it right now?
All right, let's just...
Okay,
all right,
we're going live.
I'll go over to the side.
Okay, you can join us on Facebook.
Keep an eye on.
You can join us on Facebook. Just search for Hit Central Queensland. Right. Tim is beginning. All right, are you ready? I'm hitting the start on the stopwatch. Right now. Okay, we've started the minute. He's going strong. Now, for those of you who don't know, Tim hasn't been to the gym in a long time.
4 weeks.
I'm seeing a lot of your stomach here, buddy.
All right.
I mean, so a lot of people on Facebook. I mean, I don't. Have you been counting? I haven't been counting how many you've done. We're going to have to review the footage and see how many you've actually gone through.
Now, I know that people are going to say that I'm not doing push-ups.
A lot of people are saying that he's not doing the push-ups correctly. Right. You need to get really down. You know, you're not even doing the push-up properly. Get down. He's starting to struggle. We're only 35 seconds in. I'm already seeing pain on his face. I mean, if you've not joined us on Facebook, jump on right now because you want to see Tim in this much pain. Get right down. Get that butt down. You are not doing it correctly. We're at 53 seconds. We're about to finish up. Keep going, Tim. You've got this, buddy. 3 seconds. 2, 1, stop. How do you think it went? Was anyone counting? Someone said, Brett has said, get lower. You didn't do it. You didn't do it properly.
I had a feeling that was...
I mean, that was quite a few. But, I mean, how do we test whether you've done it right? We're going to have to take a break, review the footage, and see how many burpees you actually got through. Yeah.
59 more minutes to go. Easy as that. Tim and Jess. Here's you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
I think there's something you want to forget.
We just did a burpee test for 1 minute because apparently... Yesterday on the show, I don't remember doing this, but I said I could do 500 burpees.
What do you mean you don't remember?
In 1 hour.
And you were so confident.
I just did a 1 minute trial. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling people did it alongside me at home.
We thought we'd test you for 1 minute before we put you through the whole hour of torture.
Because all I need to do technically is 8 burpees a minute, and that would get me to 500, which is the number I claim I could do.
Yes.
In 1 minute. I believe we have had an official count.
I just counted during that song because neither of us were counting while it actually happened.
Forgot.
21 burpees in a minute. I mean, give a round of applause, buddy. Well done. Well done. No one thought you could do it.
I didn't.
I don't think that you could keep up with the pace of 21 burpees per minute.
Well, if I did, I'd do 1,260. I did quick math. So,
and the current record for an hour is 851.
Yeah, I don't want to go for the record. I just want to go for 500.
So after doing that 1 minute,
yeah.
Do you feel confident that we could do an hour?
A lot of advice and feedback I was just getting was that...
You weren't doing it correctly.
Exactly.
So, maybe...
Do I need to get a personal trainer to evaluate the situation and see if this is possible for us?
Let's get a PT in to review, or let's go to a gym so that we can test you, and all the ones you don't do correctly don't count.
All right, we'll get ready to see 17 burpees in 1 hour.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy. Dean, our favourite girl, Beyonce, is dropping something new and I cannot wait.
Oh my goodness, I am the same. I'm shook, I'm excited, I cannot breathe, I cannot think. Beyonce doing a visual album with Netflix. Now, you know, she knows how to cash a check, that Beyonce. I tell you what, she does not miss any opportunities. This will be the first visual album available on Netflix, I think, of any artist. I have not heard of this before. It's going to be amazing. Obviously, you know, the music will probably drop first on Tidal, but the visual album will come out on Netflix. I do not have a date yet. I don't know the content of it. Now that her and Jay-Z are getting along so well, I don't know. What's she going to sing about? I don't know.
Kanye West did this in like 2009.
What do you mean?
With My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It was like a 40-minute...
Yeah, but he didn't release it on Netflix, did he?
Yes, but Netflix didn't exist.
And Beyonce did this with her Lemonade album because I watched it. I remember sitting down to watch Lemonade. I downloaded Tidal just for that reason. And I watched it from start to finish and I was mesmerised.
And I've been paying $10 ever since.
You can't get out of it.
No.
There's no way. Crap.
This is amazing. It's not on Tidal, that crappy service. It's on Netflix.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
I know. It'll be good. It'll be epic. She really does create new opportunities and she sets the standard, doesn't she? Like, you got to give Beyonce props. That is very well thought out.
Fair enough. Well, Dean, thank you very much, mate. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Great to chat. Bye, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
There has been something plaguing this radio show for about a week now, and I need your help.
Turns out no one wants to help you, Tim.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about your personality that people just don't like.
Apparently, I'm not a warm, welcoming human being.
August 19th is Botanic to Bridge.
Yep, in Gladstone.
From the Botanic Gardens all the way to the main bridge, you will be running your little heart out 8 kilometres.
8 kilometres. And the best thing is, here at Hit CQ, I have been given permission to gather a team, rally the troops, a team of 4, including myself. I have a tentative second member that has not given me a signature, the police sergeant of Gladstone, Mr. Wayne Butcher.
You'd like to be able to trust his word. He is a police sergeant.
He is the sergeant. Mm. I would like to think that if he has given me his word, he would remain to that. But again, I am not fully convinced.
If you go and find the Hit Squad, you can get a little discount off your entry to the Botanic to Bridge.
Yes.
Or you can join Tim's team for nada.
Nada. Nothing. Not a dollar.
Not a dollar. And that's how desperate Tim's getting to get someone on his team.
But it seems...
Because you want it to be a team effort. You want to be able to look to your left, look to your right, and know that I just did the wrong sides, didn't I? You want to be able to see your teammates cheer each other on.
I want to see you next to me, and I want to support you, and I want you mostly to support me because I'm not fit. And I have something I would like to say.
Okay.
To try and convince people to join my team for free.
Give me this passionate speech, Tim.
All right.
Convince me with my torn ACL to run beside you.
Growing up, I always found it tough to fit in. And I was never a fit man.
Mm, I still aren't.
I was never a handsome man.
Still aren't.
But I was a man. Boy.
Arguable.
Child. But I always just thought one day me and 3 friends / listeners from Central Queensland could run 8 kilometres from a botanical garden scene to a bridge scene.
Will you let your team members only run the 3K?
There's a lot of interaction in my speech from a third party all of a sudden. I want to help. I need help too. And I need you, and I want you to come on a journey with me on the Botanic to Bridge on August 19th.
Sure.
Yes, you could consider it a bribe that I am offering to pay your registration to join Hit CQ's team for the Botanic to Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Join my... It seems that people would rather pay, because they're getting so many people paying and registering.
A lot of people have registered.
Than to join my team.
Mm.
So, here is my plea and my promise. Please join my team. Please come for a run with me. I'll get you a shirt.
Okay.
It'll have your name on it, maybe.
All right.
Please.
Can you promise that?
I can't. But I thought
that
I would...
That was the worst speech I've ever heard.
I thought I would get to people's emotions there.
Right.
I've been told to open up emotionally by a doctor, so there you go.
13, 12, 16.
The phones
aren't... Has that moved you?
The phones aren't ringing.
No, they're really not.
I don't want to have to beg.
13, 12, 16. Has Tim got any friends in this town?
Oh, my God, we've got a call. Thank you. Look, I wish I was stronger. Because it's hard. No.
Take your pathetic pants off.
It's hard when you put yourself out there and you wear your heart on your sleeve.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little Aussie battler.
I'm the little Aussie battler.
I'm just trying to put it all on the line and show who I really am by getting some friends and some teammates on my team for Botanic to Bridge, the Hit CQ running team.
I got to be real
in Gladstone,
Tim.
August 19th.
I don't like the side of you.
I opened up before Kanye West there. I thought Kanye West is going to motivate people. He's going to motivate me and motivate people on 13, 12, 16 to call up and join my team. The phones, they didn't want to be my friend. But, Jess, I'm very excited because Talia from Gladstone has called through on 13, 12, 16. Talia, are you there?
I am so moved from your speech. My husband and I would love to run with you.
Two for one.
Stop it, Talia.
Talia, what about my speech moved you?
That you have no friends.
Oh, that's so you
I mean, that's been apparent for 8 months now, Talia.
Is this more of a guilt trip than wanting to be included and achieve a common goal together, Talia?
You know, we're not the fittest ourselves, so we would like to help you out there as well.
Beautiful. Then you won't be running ahead of Tim, so that's good.
Definitely not.
Tim will absolutely not be running ahead of you.
Oh,
trust
no.
me, I've seen him run.
Mate, you have no tendon in your knee. You cannot be throwing barbs.
I have a brand new knee now.
Talia.
How dare you?
Talia, look, I don't say this often, but I love you.
Yep.
And your husband.
Aww.
Talia, we're going to call you after the show and sort this out. You and your husband officially on Tim's team. Congratulations.
Woohoo!
I love the spirit.
Thanks, Talia.
That's okay.
And Jess, you wouldn't believe it. We've had another call. Mark from Bouldercombe. Mark, have you called to join my team or to make fun of me? Pick one.
So I could join your team if you want.
Yes, Mark! Have we finally... We've got four now.
But do we have to kick off Wayne Butcher now, the police sergeant in Gladstone? I'm happy to do that. Mark, are you an athlete in any sense of the word?
Well, I don't know about an athlete, but I recently finished the Gold Coast Marathon for the first time.
Oh, we've got an expert on the team now, Tim.
Can I have a real moment just all between us right now? Mark, I signed up to do the Gold Coast Marathon and never rocked up. So
I didn't even know about that. When was that?
Yeah, this was months ago.
Wow.
I kept that very close to my chest. Mark, I'm so happy. We've got your phone number.
Mark's done a marathon, and he can do 8Ks. You could just absolutely
Mark,
do it.
Mark, you know what I'm going to do? I know Tali called through first, but I'm going to appoint Mark deputy vice captain. Mark, we've got your number. We're going to call you after the show and get this all sorted. I can't thank you enough, mate.
No worries at all, bud.
No, it is a worry.
I cannot believe that we have a full team. Am I a part of the team, even though I'm not running?
No, mate.
Can I be the team water girl?
No, I don't have friends, but I'm not desperate.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Spell my name. Something multicultural, something that's a mouthful. Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it. You will be so stressing. Let us spell your name.
Spell my name. It is a very simple game. Mm-hmm. We try to spell your name.
13-12-16, give us a call.
Absolutely.
If you have a name that you want to spell.
It's just very tricky. You've got your journalism degree in here. It's hanging up on the wall. Hopefully it'll keep us in good stead. We've had Tiff call through from Emerald on 13-12-16. Tiff, we're spelling your husband's name. What is his name?
His name's Dwayne.
Dwayne. I think I know this.
Okay, go for it,
Tiff. D-A-W-A-Y-N-E.
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to go with. Okay. D-A-H-W-A-Y-N-E.
Creative, but no. It's
How do we spell it, Tim?
No one ever gets it. It is D-Y-W-A-Y-N-E.
Oh.
Come on, Tim.
That's Die Wayne.
I know. That's how we remember it.
Thanks, Tim.
Cheers.
And we've got Koya from Moorambah. Koya, I'm guessing we're trying to spell that, Koya?
Yeah, mate, that's it.
All right, Koya.
Is this your real name, Koya, or is this a nickname?
No, that's my real name. I'm from New Zealand.
From New Zealand. Oh,
here we go. That's a clue. Bro. That's a clue, Koya. Tim.
I think it is K-O-I-A-H. You don't need a sound effect, me, Koya.
His own buzzer.
My own buttons.
He did his own buzzer.
Koya, all right, Jess, you
all right,
go.
Okay, C-O-I-Y-A.
Oh, sorry, no. Oh. It's wrong again.
Koya, how do we spell it?
K-O-I-A.
Oh, I added a H. Koya.
Yeah, no H, bro, no.
Mate, you have entered the list of one of our favourite names, Koya, so thank you very much,
really
mate.
Yeah, I really do like that. I'm going to keep that one
awesome.
In mind.
No, cool. Yes. Thank you, guys.
And finally, Jess, we have Jewel from Rockhampton. Oh. Now, Jewel, we're spelling that name. Jewel, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, Jess, you go first. Okay. I've had a bad start.
J-E-W-E-L.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah.
Finish on a high note.
Beautiful name, Jewel.
Jewel, we cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much, Jewel.
That's all right.
No worries, Jewel.
Oh, I mean, ups and downs today, Tim, but I feel like we won this week.
Yeah, we need to get Koya in here, record the other sound effects, because clearly he's better than me.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland, and some breaking news this morning, Tim, about Demi Lovato. She was hospitalised in LA after suffering from what appears to be an apparent heroin overdose.
Yes, and it is terrible to see because I understand that she has been sober from alcohol and drugs for quite some time, and then apparently she started drinking again, and it seems like things hopefully didn't get too out of hand. She's in a stable condition, we understand.
All of this is speculation at this point. They were trying to get her into a stable condition. She is currently in a stable condition, so our thoughts and prayers are going out to her, making sure that she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But it is something that she has struggled with. She's struggled with substance abuse and an eating disorder for many, many years in her life. She's done previous stints in rehab in 2010, and she was sober for 6 years. Whew. And then she released a song only earlier this year called Sober, and it seemed she was singing about relapsing after 6 years of sobriety. Mm. So it's not really surprising to anyone today that maybe she overdosed.
It's terrible news, though.
It really is upsetting. And look, we'll keep
what happens to anybody.
We will keep you in posted across the day as to her condition, because I'm sure more reports will come out throughout the day. So stay locked on Hit and go to hit.com.au if you want all the latest, as well as everything else that's trending.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Well, 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 well. TikTok, the clock does stop 24 hours after we made contact with our general manager, Mr. Matthew Wex.
A lot of calls coming through this morning, Tim.
Yeah.
And not one from our general manager.
Absolutely not. If you were listening about this time yesterday, you probably heard us put our general manager, Mr. Matthew Wex, on the griller, opened up the barbecue, set it to charcoal, and put him on high, because in our possession, we have something that is his.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, but physically, it is ours.
Yes. Our boss, Mr. Matthew Wex, won a trophy on a golf day on Friday.
Longest hit.
And
hit the ball the furthest.
Tim decided he would not only claim that trophy, he would use it to bribe our boss into giving us something.
The general manager was like, I've got to hit the road. Can you stick around and grab my trophy? And I said, ha, 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 yes. And now we gave him a 24-hour timeline on what our general manager could give to not only us, but the people of Central Queensland in return for his golfing trophy.
Radio silence, Tim.
Dead air.
Dead
is
air.
Commonly known. And
dead air from our general manager. And I think we need to up the ante a bit. Maybe we need to threaten. He's probably listening, hopefully.
Well, if our general manager isn't listening to the show, I'm concerned.
I think maybe let's deface the trophy in some way. Not in a way that is irreversible, but in a way that really sends a message. You know what I mean?
Small update. I may have misplaced the actual physical trophy. Because I thought I'd left it with our sales manager, and I went to grab it yesterday, because I had a feeling that this was where we were end up. And he said, don't you already have it?
Oh, no.
And I said, no.
Where is the trophy?
And then he said, does Jess have it? And I said, no.
No, I do not have it. Is this a joke? Have you actually lost the trophy?
Well, it's not that I've lost it. I just can't find it.
Oh, no. We may have to owe him something now. What has this become? I'm going to lose my job. Tim, I don't want to go to Centrelink.
There's nothing wrong with Centrelink. But okay, let's say we have the trophy. What do we do from here? Let's say we have the trophy. What do we do now?
Well, okay, if we have the trophy, then today in some way we will deface that trophy.
Okay.
And we give Mr. Wex another 24 hours.
Is there an alternative if we perhaps don't have the trophy?
Mate, you are on your own. If we don't have the trophy, I'm out. I wash my hands of this.
Team Player Award. Get another trophy.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
You're someone who gets sunburnt very, very easily.
If you've ever seen images of me on our Facebook or Instagram, I would often be considered and confused as a Brazilian model. That's how that's how dark my skin is.
If you, like Tim, get sunburnt super easily,
yes, I did
even in the middle of winter, which happened over the weekend.
Sunburnt twice.
I have a miracle sunburn cure for you.
Thank you.
I haven't tested this. I don't know if it works.
I like it already.
There's a lady on the internet, so you know it's reliable,
yep,
who claims that she has a 30-minute miracle cure for sunburn.
Okay.
All you need to do is check out your sunburn areas, slap some shaving cream on the affected burns.
Mm-hmm. Like you would use to shave your beard.
Yep. Leave it on for 30 minutes. Bob's your uncle. Wash that off.
We call him Robert, but shaving cream.
Shaving cream. All it takes is 30 minutes. If it's still there the next day, put it on for another 30 minutes, rinse it, And no, just no, repeat.
Because no. she's like, now that's an hour. Then it's an hour and a half. Then it's 2 hours.
It depends how burnt you are, I'm guessing. No,
homemade remedy of mine is you have a shower as soon as you realise you're burnt. So you get the skin nice and moist. Then a bit of peppermint spray.
Peppermint spray.
Cools it down. Right. Chills you out. And then just don't touch anything for 3 days. Take work off. Get your mum and dad to look after your kids. That is my homemade advice of fixing sunburn.
Sure.
Look, I am struggling here in central Queensland with winter.
You are.
Because it's not cold yet. No. I know people say it's cold, but when? Prove to me that it's cold.
Can someone test this out? If you've got sunburn on your body.
Oh,
at the moment,
actually, I've got a perfect candidate.
Have you?
My girlfriend got sunburned yesterday.
Incredible. Test her out tonight. Get the shaving cream, slap it on her, and be like, sit there for 30 minutes. Don't move. Don't explain anything.
Don't give her context. No. I will send photos. Anyway, we got to get out of here. Come on, mate. We got to get out of here. We got to run.
We do. But if you want to catch up with anything from today's show, if you missed anything from today's show, make sure you head to our app, download the HIT app today, and you can grab our catch up there. We are going to be trying to get a hold of our boss, Matthew Wex, tomorrow. Yes. Because, Tim, you may have lost his trophy.
Yes, but I have found a real appreciation for our general manager. Anyway, till tomorrow, I guess. Hooroo.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.